So how about this pledge drive? How did we get here? And what have we got in store for you? A bit of background is in order. As we all know, last year's pledge drive results were rather disappointing. Not only was the total pledged amount low compared to our needs, the pledges came in over a long 3-month period of time. We sent out reminder messages and made an appeal for more. Still, we needed to make painful cuts in our budget, eliminating outreach, cutting programs. All this made for a difficult annual meeting, a meeting I know that was difficult for us all. For those of us who want to know the numbers, last year we received 193 pledges from an approximate total of about 240. We raised about $153,000, higher than in years past, to be sure. But the income from our endowment had been dropping due to the poor stock market performance. And then rather than make cuts in this difficult environment, in jobs and so forth, we eliminated our outreach and cut our UUA fair share giving and our Vermont, New Hampshire fair share giving. And we froze the salaries of our dedicated staff. The numbers were all going in the wrong direction. And if nothing changes, we will continue down a rather unhappy road. But despite these difficulties, we made a very important and a very good decision at annual meeting. We decided to bring in a congregational consultant, Mike Norrell. Mike, a deeply committed Unitarian who has worked with many UU congregations in the past, met with us, church leaders, committees, members, and he gave us much to consider, to think about, as we began to put together what we wanted to be in the future, to help us decide our directions and where we want to move. Mike's visit inspired many of us to reconnect with our faith and to re-examine our commitments. Inspired by Mike's visit and his report to us that is incidentally on the website for all to see, Linda, the core stewardship team I mentioned earlier, and I have been working to figure out where we got off track and what we needed to do with our pledge drive to restore ourselves to fiscal health. What we've decided to do is to design a pledge drive that is not just about money, but a pledge drive that will reconnect us to our faith in outreach, religious education for all of our children, and social responsibility. All the good things that we do here that we know is right and well. As it is expressed in our vision statement, to truly be the liberal religious beacon in the Nashua community and beyond. As we began our review of last year's pledge drive, a few key issues became apparent. First, over the past few years, we've not been particularly clear about exactly what is needed from each member to support the church. Secondly, preparation of the annual budget for consideration and approval at the annual meeting has been hindered by uncertainty surrounding the level of pledging that would support the church. A last-minute appeal for additional support was made last year. Many of you responded generously. We thank you for that. But in the end, it was too little, too late. And the full dimensions of our challenge were not clearly known until rather late in the budget planning process. And when the announcements came at the annual meeting, it was difficult for us all to process. So we decided to completely rethink the pledge drive from the ground up. We kept what worked, and we are bringing back something that I think is a very important element, the Every Member Canvas. So besides the canvas, what else is new? First, we're asking that all pledges be made by March 28th. We need your pledge of commitment in sufficient time for us to properly prepare our budget plan for next fiscal year. That's before March 28th. Second, we've adopted a very simple and clear set of giving guidelines. These guidelines are based on the UUA recommendations made at the Volunteers Workshop delivered at General Assembly last year. They're graduated, progressive, recognizing that some of us have limited resources, while requesting a top rate of 3% of gross income for those who do have resources. Of course, this is not a limit, and some of us are able and willing to give even more than that. Please feel free to do so. Third, we have demonstrated the commitment of the church leadership, a commitment that was always there, by the way, but in making it more evident by announcing the results of a leadership pledging Sunday that we held on February 15. Our church leadership, members of the executive board, the stewardship committee, and the intercommittee council all met in the fellowship room and made two personal commitments. The first was their commitment of support for a pledge, and they pledged collectively together 21 pledges for a total of over $59,000. Very inspirational.
One more is 61,000.
The number is growing before our very eyes. These pledges exceeded the giving guidelines of 3% that I had talked about a little bit earlier. This is very exciting and demonstrates the depth of commitment felt by our leaders. The second commitment was to implement and to deliver the Every Member Canvas that we are going to be talking about here in just a few moments. But our executive board also has been working on putting together a long-term vision. The first step in this long-term plan is to have a clear direction for the use of the endowment. After long debate and much study and discussion, the executive board unanimously passed a resolution that commits us to a multi-year plan that, with your approval at annual meeting, will support major new outreach programs to the community, maintain and improve our building and facilities for future generations, put us on a pay-as-you-go basis for our annual operating expenses, and protect the endowment for future generations of Unitarian Universalists. You'll be able to read more about this in your pledge packet that you'll be picking up after the service. But this can only happen, however, if our annual fund drives are successful and that the pledging increases year over year. This increased giving is not temporary. It's not a one-year request. It's a request to all of us to make a deeper commitment to supporting the church in a more faithful way, to move to a new higher level of commitment, and to support our vision. I'd like to say just a couple of more words about the giving guidelines. These guidelines included in the packet that you'll see are just that, guidelines. The design is a goal for us to achieve or exceed if we are able over the next few years. Many of you can meet these guidelines today as the leadership has done. Many of us cannot. However, many of us will need to prepare and plan to increase our pledging over the next year or two or three. As a minimum, we will be asking all of us to pledge enough money to cover the costs of your membership. Those details will be outlined in the pledge packet as well. But always know this, that every pledge of support is valued and appreciated because it comes from the heart. We know that. Clearly the times are changing for us. I know that we're up to the task, and I know that we will be successful because of our faith in the goodness within us all. We need a little help from our friends.